Good evening, ladies and gentlemen. Welcome to episode of Living Loud Outdoors. On the mic with you, it's Wednesday. We are, it's study time. We finished up our series last week. I don't have my notes here to even talk about what we did. But it's kind of a short series that we had done. We've been studying on the Holy Spirit. We've been studying on God's presence, the importance of God's presence in all that we do. Tonight, and I'm a little disjointed, I'm a little scattered out, I was not prepared as I should be. I've had some things going on and struggling through some things, but we're here. So we're going to get into this. We're going to start a new series tonight titled, Where There's Smoke, There's Fire. So Where There's Smoke, There's Fire, Week 1. Subtitle on tonight would be, God's Presence Leads Us. Now we're going to explore how God's presence shapes us. But our focus for today is going to be on the idea that His presence also leads us. Very important. Today's scripture teaches us that God's presence isn't just a distant reality, that it's an active guide in our lives. His Spirit communicates His purpose, lighting our path and steering us toward spiritual maturity, spiritual growth. It leads us away from confusion, revealing profound truths that resonate with who we truly are in our relationship with Christ. Yet, this guide requires patience. We anticipate His presence. We embrace His divine timing. It's not always our timing. So it does require us, when we trust His guidance, it requires patience on our part. This thought should prompt us to open ourselves up to this guiding presence, to yield to its direction with trust, and to live with a deep sense of purpose. Listen, when we're headlong into our relationship with Christ, we've got to understand that our life should revolve around His guiding presence. We shouldn't do anything without the presence of God leading us, guiding us, the Holy Spirit leading us into wherever it is. We need to learn to yield to its direction, to His direction. Oftentimes His direction is not the way that we think we should go. But we need to learn to trust Him and to yield to that Spirit, even if it means maybe we should wait a moment, maybe we shouldn't take that right turn or left turn, wherever it is. Learn to live with this deep sense of purpose, and our purpose being seeking out that which is lost so that they may be found, that going into all the world, preaching the gospel, leading people to Jesus Christ. Psalms chapter 25, verse 4 through 5 says, "Let me know your ways, O Lord. Teach me your paths. Guide me in your truth and teach me. For you are the God of my salvation. For you and only you I wait expectantly all the day long." When's the last time you waited expectantly for God to lead you in the path He wants you to go? When's the last time you took the time in our life, in our busyness, in our crazy schedule, to say, "God, I need you to guide me through this day. Help me see the path that you want me to be on. Help me understand where it is that I need to turn or where it is that I need to stop. Help me pay attention to what's going on around me so that I don't miss why you've led me in this direction this day." Picture this. As we journey through life, the Spirit of God paves the way. So it's kind of like He's paving the path right in front of us. And He also clears the path ahead of us. You never know what God has taken out of our way. Maybe you're upset because you delayed. You were running late today. I'm running late today. Maybe you're upset because things were just too hectic and you didn't get where you needed to be on time. You have no idea what He moved out of your way in that process. See, we have a finite mind. We don't think in the infinite like God does. And God's clearing our path ahead of us. We're not alone. His presence is a constant companion. It's a source of comfort and guidance. Listen, I feel strongly this time that we are in right now. I've spoken to so many people. I've seen so many posts of different things. There's just turmoil. There's darkness all around us. The enemy is flailing. He's fighting. He's slashing. He's doing anything he can to roar as loud as he possibly can to distract us from where we need to be. I don't understand, other than it's these last days that we are in. And we need to pay close attention to the Spirit of the Lord. Don't get caught up in the dog and pony shows that are going on around us. And there are many. I could list for you an entire page full right now of things going on in our world, in our nation, in the church, in ministry, that could distract us from what God has for us. It could take us away from the path that He's choosing for us. Don't let that happen. Remember, we talked yesterday when Jesus said, "Many are come." There, don't be misled. Don't be fooled by what's going on around us. Pay attention to the Spirit. Seek Him for guidance in all things. But as we journey through the life, the Spirit of God paves the way. He's clearing the path ahead of us, and we're not alone. His presence is a constant companion, a source of comfort, and a guidance. It's a reassuring truth that day or night, in any season of life, His unwavering Spirit is a steady anchor that we can trust. Consider the ancient story of the pillar that never abandoned God's people as they were led out of captivity. Going all the way back to Exodus chapter 13, verse 22 through 20, or 21 through 22, it says, "The presence of the Lord was going before them by day in a pillar or column of cloud or smoke to lead them along the way, and in a pillar of fire by night to give them light, so they could travel by day and by night." Verse 22 says, "He did not withdraw the pillar of cloud by day, nor the pillar of fire by night, from going before the people." He was constantly there guiding them on their way through the wilderness, guiding them away from their captivity. That's what He wants to do for us. We might not physically see a pillar of fire, a pillar of smoke, although I think that would be really cool, but He is leading us, He's guiding us, and He's moving us forward on His behalf for the very purpose that He has for us in these last days. In the same way, God's presence remains. It's an unshakable force in our lives as well as it was in the lives of the nation He led out of captivity. Imagine it as a shield protecting us from life's storms and uncertainties. Now listen, don't take that the wrong way. Don't take that, oh, I must not be in God's presence because I'm feeling that storm, or man, I'm feeling the jolts of that lightning, or man, I've been tripped up, I've been messed up. Listen, we're going to have to endure, but we can't lose sight that God's presence will lead us through that. Even I think if you put that same pillar of fire and pillar of smoke today in our culture, in our world today, there's still going to be storms. There's still going to be struggles. There's still going to be roadblocks. There's still going to be trees down. There's still going to be stuff in our way, and we're going to have to clean that out. We're going to have to clear that up, but we can't lose sight of what's guiding us on our journey. With the Spirit by our side, we can find solace and strength in knowing that we are never defenseless. So we have the sword of the Spirit. We have the very Word of God. The only offensive weapon offered for the spiritual battle that we face. We've been talking a lot about the spiritual warfare that we're going through in these days. Think about that. We're never without defense because we have the sword of the Spirit. We got to strap on our armor. We got to put it on in order. Ephesians chapter 6, go look that up. I think it's verse 10 through 18. Look at the way that's ordered out. We have to do this. We need to do it every day. Before we ever walk out that door, we need to put on the armor of God. We need to pick up the sword and our shield so that we are not defenseless. So take heart. The Spirit of God's guidance, His unchanging companionship, and His protective presence are ours to embrace every single day of our lives. As long as we're surrendered to Him, as long as we are claimed to be followers of Jesus Christ and we're living according to His Word to the best of our ability, we're following God, we're doing what He's calling us to do, we're seeking Him in all things, seeking all that He has for us, His presence is ours to embrace at any time. Let these truths shape our perspective, giving us courage as we navigate the twists and turns of the adventure that we call life that we are in today. Amen. It is an adventure. I sometimes think it might actually be like some sort of a theme park that's like a, you know, the fun house, the crazy fun house. My life kind of seems that way at times. God's got a plan for each one of us. He has a purpose for each one of us. Jeremiah chapter 1 says, "He knew us before He ever formed us in our mother's womb. He had already set us apart to be a voice to the nations." That's our calling. We are to go into this world and lead people to Jesus Christ. Our life needs to be in order. We've got to be trusting Him as our guide. Let His presence guide us and lead us in all things. Amen. God bless you. Thank you so much for tuning in. Thank you for following on our podcast. I'm excited about this journey of these next few weeks that we'll be in this series. Where there's smoke, there's fire. Stay tuned. There's much more to come. God bless you. Thank you for your support. Thank you for your prayers with Rhonda and I. Please continue to give if you can. Support us financially if at all possible. Pray for us, please. Walk with us on this journey as we continue to seek out that which is lost so that they may be found. Amen. We love you. We're praying for you. We'll talk to you again real soon.